Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Graduation for many people coming up next month. Middle school graduations, high school graduations. I know there's serious things afoot in the country, but we do want to talk to a couple of parents that will be hosting a graduation party. And some of the do's and don'ts, I would imagine, of graduation parties and exactly what we can expect. Bobby and Steve Dooley are parents in Western Estates, California. Are you going to be hosting the graduation party for your son? And where does your son go to school?
He goes to Western Estates Middle School.
Western Estates Middle School. Why are you guys going to have the party?
Well, my husband Steve and I just finished calling around, and the word is out that Justin's middle school graduation will be at our house.
I know that. Was there some question?
Well, Phil, you know how parents are. They all want to have the party at their house because they thought they could provide the better party. But Steve and I explained to them why it would be better at our house.
You explained to the other parents?
Yes.
We explained to them it'd be better at our house.
And that's Mr. Dooley?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Dooley, Phil Hendry?
Yes, sir.
So you explained to the parents why the middle school party should be at your house?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Phil, I'll answer that. We just have a lot of things that kids like. We have a trampoline. We have a pool. We have a jacuzzi. We've got dart boards and pool tables. We have the new Dance Dance Revolution games. We just have a home that children feel really comfortable in. And one of the things that we're blessed with, Phil, is that Steve and I, my husband and I, both act very young. And I think the kids like that. We dress very now. We're very with it. We dress in the latest...
PKNY.
Yeah, we dress PKNY, FUBU. I like to wear these Frankie B jeans. We're very now, and we hang with the kids. And we'll rap with the kids. We'll talk to them.
So kids come to your house, and they're very comfortable.
Yeah, because Steve and I are with it.
When you say with it, what do you mean?
Well, what I mean is we rap to the kids about their problems. When you listen to them talk about their parents and how out of it their parents are, they want to go to a home where the adults are with it. And they're very jealous of our sons. They're very, very jealous of our sons.
And I would imagine this is because they feel that there was a level of communication at your home?
Yeah, that's really it, Phil. And the other thing, too, Phil, is that we're very loose with the kids. We're not uptight like a lot of their parents are. I think it's just...
Give me examples when you say you're loose with the kids.
I don't know. We're not really... We tell the children if you're going to drink, we would rather you drink here than out on the street someplace, if you must. So if the kids want to have a beer or a glass of white wine, we would rather they do it here at our house than out in the street.
Also, Mr. Henry, I'd say the kids are curious sexually, too.
That's another point, Phil.
I'm sorry, the kids are curious sexually. So you say that you give the children an opportunity to drink at your house?
No, it's just that we tell them...
Don't do it. You're going to do it on the streets.
Yeah, if you're going to do it on the streets, we'd rather you do it here. And sex is the same way.
How?
Well, the kids are curious sexually. They're comfortable in our home. If they have a couple of drinks and they're curious, we don't want them going off to a parked car. We don't want them going out into a park. If the kids are going to have sex, Phil, there's no way you're going to stop them. So we tell them, you have sex here. We don't want them going off to a back bedroom. We want them to do it out in the open.
I want to jump in. You're not just talking about your own kids. You're talking about the kids from the kids that are friends.
Yes, all the kids that come over here.
Right, Phil. That's what makes our house such an attractive place for the kids to come to. Because we're with it. We understand them.
We're very with it. We're very now. We're very, I guess, and I don't want to sound like I'm conceited or anything, but we're very young, and the kids like how very young we act.
So if the kids want to drink or they want to have sex...
Now, let me tell you something. You're never going to stop a child from drinking or having sex if they want to. So I tell all the kids, all the friends of my sons, if you're going to have sex, do it here. Do it in the open. We don't want you in a parked car. We don't want you in an alley somewhere.
Imagine having sex with a girl in an alley. That's disgusting.
Right. Do it here in the open, in the living room on a couch, out near the pool where it's well lit. We don't want to
drink it in private.
Have a drink. Have a glass of white wine. If you want to have sex with her on the couch, go ahead.
But so the kids are having sex in the open at your house?
So let me tell you about kids. They just want adults who are with it. and they want adults to understand. We don't put any head trips on the kids because we know that so many of them, I mean, we listen to them, and they tell us how really out of it their parents are. And they say, Mrs. Dooley, it's so much fun to come to your house because you're so with it. One girl told us that her mother works. Another boy told us that his father doesn't get home till 8.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just disgusting. So what we do is...
Those people are uptight.
What we do is, Phil, we're very loose. We don't put head trips on the kids, even with our own behavior.
Well, I wanted to ask you that. What about your own behavior? What about you and your husband?
Well, I mean, specifically...
Well, do you guys... Are you drinking with the kids?
No, well, not necessarily, but this is our home. I'll give you an example. When you can laugh with a child about something, when you don't make a big deal out of it... Steve was in the jacuzzi the other day, and he had just a T-shirt on, so he was nude from the waist down. And he had a beer, and the kids thought it was a big laugh. Everybody was having a great time. It was
no, all right. So Steve, you're in the jacuzzi with middle school kids. You're nude from the waist down.
I was nude from the waist down. I was walking around the pool nude from the waist down. The kids thought it was hysterical.
Drinking a can of Coors.
I had a can of Coors.
Because of the fact that we're loose and we're not filthy, we don't use sex as something filthy. All the neighborhood kids love to come over here, and all of the kids are going to love to come over here for our middle school graduation party, which we've told the other parents we're going to have, because they're frankly just out of touch with their kids.
All right, now this is a couple, folks. Hold on, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley. Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates, they're having a graduation party at their house because the kids, they say, seem to be more comfortable at their house. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You guys have said that you don't want the kids drinking out on the streets, so you allow them to drink there.
That's correct, yes.
And you don't want them having sex in private, so you allow them to have sex there at the house, only if it's in the open?
That is correct. That's our one rule. The only way you are allowed to have sex in our home is if it's out in the open, above board, no one's sneaking around, no one is...
Well, you're saying this, so the kids... must have sex on a sofa in the living room.
Where we can see it, yes.
We don't want them sneaking around.
Let me get this straight. These are middle school kids having sexual relations.
No, Phil, what I'm saying is, if a young man is turned... No, of course not. I'm not saying that.
Well, then what are you saying?
I'm saying if a young man gets turned down by one of the girls... And I don't know how they say it. What's the cop a cheap feel? This is something we're not going to have. We want it in the open, that's all. We want to keep an eye on the kids. He wants to get
around the world is...
Anything.
Well, the way you put it, Ms. Dooley, wants to cop a cheap feel.
No, I'm saying it the way the young boys would say it.
That's the way the kids say it.
All right, but let's be respectful here. So you've got 13, 14-year-old boys who want to sit on a couch and touch a young girl in an intimate place.
As long as it's out in the open. Phil, let me tell you and let me tell all the other parents out there that don't understand their kids. We understand kids. We're very with it. We're very hip. Children are going to have sex whether you like it or not. I would rather they have it on the floor in front of me than hiding.
Bobby and Steve Dooley talking about the middle school graduation they're going to be having at their house. Debbie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I think you are appalling that you call yourself a mother and father. Yeah, I would never allow my children. Of course the kids want to come to your house.
I don't understand.
I do understand.
I do.
I understand completely. You two consider yourselves young and with it and loose and all that. You are loose, all right.
No.
You're condoning open sex. And if they want to have a drink, fine.
Debbie, let me explain to you. These kids are going to have sex anyway.
Let me tell you something. I have teenage daughters. I have teenage daughters of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. You're making it very comfortable. If my kids knew they can go to a house with a parent who are with it and young, I think you two are off the wall and you need help.
You know,
okay? Of course the kids are going to go there and have sex.
If the kids can hear what you're saying, they say, you're really out of it. You're so out of it.
You know something? I think that you and your husband get your rocks off by having this go on.
How dare you?
That is disgusting.
How
and I can't believe that a school is allowing a...
How dare you? You're You know,
how dare me?
How dare you collecting other people?
Other people's children.
You know, Debbie, if you'd loosen up and let your daughters come to a party that we
have. I wouldn't let my daughters. Never near your perverted husband. You and your perverted husband. He's walking around your backyard naked from the waist down, and you have other people's children there.
We get a big laugh out of it. The kids get a big laugh.
You get a big laugh out of it?
Yes.
You know what? You're perverted. That's what you are. You're getting a laugh out of it?
It's no big deal. The kids have a big laugh. We all get together and laugh about it.
Well, wait a minute. I want to jump in here. What are you all getting together and laughing about?
Steve was in the jacuzzi. He was nude from the waist down, and he jumped up out of the jacuzzi and went surprise. And the kids thought it was a riot.
So this was the kids didn't know that he was nude in the jacuzzi?
They thought it was funny,
Phil. That was a rock. And now, what age are these kids?
Excuse me, I can't hear you. What did you say?
What age are these children? They're under 18?
They're teenagers.
They're under 18?
They're teenagers.
And what's the approximate age?
I beg your pardon?
What is the approximate age?
Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 19.
19?
No, I said 19.
I can't hear you, her phone.
Your phone cut out. What did you say?
I said 14, 19. Either 14,
14 to 19.
Do you think that it's a big laugh
that 14-year-old girls and guys are going to see your husband naked from the waist down? What the heck is wrong with you two?
It was all a big laugh. Everybody understood.
It's a big laugh. I think you two are... You know what? It's really not a laugh. It's really pitiful.
Wait a minute.
That people like you who are adults are corrupting these children.
Debbie, our children today desperately need adults who understand them and are with them.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you what our children today need. How do you dress? I bet you don't even know DKNY or FUBU.
Oh, you know something? You're absolutely wrong. First of all, I'm in New York. That's the first thing. Don't tell me I don't know what DKNY is, okay?
Okay, what's FUBU?
Okay, don't tell me I don't know the latest fashion because I do, all right? But you know what the kids need today? They need church-going people that have some morals and scruples.
Hey, Debbie, that's what they need.
Not people like you.
Debbie, this is Phil Henry. I want to ask Steve a question, Mr. Dooley.
Yeah.
The word is that when you jumped out of that jacuzzi, you yelled the words, uh-oh, the cobra's out of the cage. What is that supposed to mean?
The kids thought
it was funny, Phil. It was a riot.
Oh.
The cobras...
Of course they're going to think it's funny.
You know, you're so old, Debbie, you don't know where the phone is.
I'm so old. I bet you I'm younger than you, honey.
You dropped the phone, honey.
Don't you tell me I'm old.
Well, then why are you dropping the phone? Every time you talk like this, I can't even hear you. I can't hear you.
You know why I can hear you?
Because my hearing is young.
You're so intent on being young.
Yeah, exactly.
And loose and everything else. Why don't you go into a nudist college? Get into a cult, you and your husband, okay? This way you can be with people your own age and stop corrupting these 14 to 19-year-old children who need direction and people with morals.
You know, I'm ending this call now
because you are making me sick.
My husband wasn't totally nude. He was nude from the waist down. He yelled the cobras out of the cage. It was a riot. And you don't have a sense of humor.
You don't understand what anybody's saying here.
I bet Debbie thinks DKNY is her genitalia.
All right, hold on. Bobby and Steve Dooley will be having a middle school graduation party at their house next month. Why? Because... frankly, they think young and they're with it, in their opinion, and they don't put a lot of head trips on the kids who come over there. Among the things that they allow at their home is drinking and sex, because they say kids are going to do it anyway. They might as well do it under the watchful eye of an adult. Welcome back, everybody, to the Phil Henry Show's Bobby Dooley Marathon on this Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back with more of the disgusting adventures of Bobby and Steve Dooley right after this.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But we're very with it.
I know you're very with it. Bobby and Steve Dooley are with me. They're a couple from Western Estates, California. They'll be having a middle school graduation. Your kids are, your eldest son is how old?
Our son, Justin, is 13.
And he's graduating from middle school to go to high school?
Yes. What is your point?
My point is, he's 13, you've got kids coming over, drinking, having sex.
Phil, they are
going... Mr. Henry, they're going to do it anyway. You got to understand.
I got that they're going to do it anyway, all right? At what point do we provide some guidance for these kids? At what point do we look at them and we say, no, you may not have sex?
Oh, my God, you are really out of it. You are
not even with what's going, what time it is out on the street.
Oh, don't give me that what time it is out on the street, okay? Look, I know what time it is on the street. The time is to give these kids some direction and say, no, you can't do it.
But Phil, the kids come over here because they love our... Listen to what we have, Dance Dance Revolution. We have candy and bowls all over the house. We have... It's fun. We have darts. What's wrong with you?
You're bumming us out.
That's something the kids say.
You're bumming us out?
Yeah.
Well, nice to know some things don't change, man. That's what we were saying 30 years ago, okay?
What? I don't get it.
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, the other thing is...
You're crapping our style.
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. I got to get a phone call in. Suzanne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I think both you guys need take the go-to-jail sign and go.
Mm-hmm.
You know yourself that anybody who allows a 14-year-old child to have sex in front of them on the floor is perverted.
No, you're getting it all wrong. You're getting it all wrong.
If you are running around naked from the waist down and you think it's funny, that's fine. But the law wouldn't think it was funny if they were called in. And I think somebody ought to call them in from your town and let them look at you.
Let me ask you a question. If a girl has too much to drink and decides to strip her jeans off, do you want her doing that in the street or in your home?
Wait a minute.
I don't want my daughter having too much to drink.
Wait a minute. Is that something that happened?
More money than
did that happen at your house? Did that happen at your house?
Yes. One of the girls had too much white wine and started to peel her jeans off.
That's because you gave her the wine.
Well, you know something?
Suzanne,
you don't understand. She would have had the wine anyway and stripped in the street.
Let's say she would have had the wine anyway. Then you wouldn't have been responsible for her stripping in the street.
Wait a second. Mr. Dooley, did you just... No, that's okay, Suzanne. Did you just say, Mr. Dooley, that you got an erection?
Well, yeah. What do you expect me to do?
So now you're standing there nude from the waist down. A teenage girl has stripped in your living room.
That's a natural thing. See, we're very loose. The kids don't... We're not uptight.
Apparently, Oh, Lord, how loose can you be? I have raised two children, make more money than I'll ever make.
Well,
and those kids went to heavy metal concerts, stuff that the others didn't think were just totally proper.
She's gonna do
however, I never allowed one of my children to have sex in front of me in the house. Hopefully, they weren't having sex anywhere, but if they were, at least it wasn't in front of me.
Well, you know,
and I wasn't being titillated by young children while I ran around naked. And I really believe the police ought to know about you guys. You're on national radio now.
That's absolutely correct.
No, I need to explain something.
Well, go ahead.
Suzanne, listen to me. The kids got a big laugh. The girl stripped her jeans off. Steve boned up, and it was just funnier than hell.
I think the big laugh should be on you. You should be in jail. Your kids should have somebody that's going to set a proper role model for them.
Let me ask you a question.
And be away from you.
What do you think a girl's going to do after a glass of white wine and a bong load? Of course she's going to take her pants.
A glass of wine and a bong load.
Yes.
Let's just say a glass of wine and a bong load in your house is illegal for a child who's 14 years old.
So you are breaking the law,
and you are not teaching those children anything about respect for themselves or others.
Steve used his Cobra to hang her tube top on. The kids had a big laugh. Suzanne, please understand, I'm a mother you.
I don't think any adult...
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
See, I'm a MILF.
You're a MILF?
Yeah. And,
Now, what is a MILF?
A MILF is a mom I'd like to, and I don't want to use the word.
Yeah, she's a mom. They want to. You can't use the word.
This is, you're a MILF to the other boys, these boys that are coming to the house with your son at these graduation parties?
Yes, and it's a lot of fun, you know, because it's all done in good fun. So I wear a low-cut jean or something like that. What I'm doing, Phil, is I try to show the boys what a beautiful woman looks like, who can tease them a little bit, but still have just a good time and have a big laugh about it.
13-year-old boys, you're dressing sexy for, but it's a big laugh.
Yeah, it's just a big laugh, because the kids want, why are you so uptight?
You know, Mr. Henry, I've been talking to you, and you're all uptight. You're not with it. And
well, you know what? Maybe I'm not with it. I've got four kids. I got a 16-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 10-year-old.
Well, you really need to be with it. Do you have parties at your house? Do you have the kids over?
We've had parties at our house, yeah. And I'm not walking around nude from the waist down with a can of Coors and a Triumph motorcycle T-shirt on.
But it's all in good fun. Listen to this. Now, a lot of the music are...
Phil, can you hear the music?
Yeah.
Okay, this is an example of what we play for the kids.
Yeah. You got to know what time it is out on the street.
Oh, man, you're really down with the street and all that bullcrap, huh?
Well, don't be angry.
You know, you're jealous, and I think a lot of parents are jealous of how young we think and how with it we are.
Well, you know, Ms. Dooley, I don't want to be with it if it means I'm walking around with no pants on.
The kids thought it was funny.
Yeah, so you tell me. Let me go over to a phone call here. Michelle, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I am about to be a mother in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So 14 wasn't that long ago to me.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way in God's creation I would have ever gone looking for a house like yours. I mean, there's no way. This is the most ridiculous, ludicrous thing I've ever heard in all my life. And I, my friend, am with it.
Well,
so, I mean, I'm much younger than you, I can assure you.
You know this music?
You ain't ready to kill
it. No, I have never heard that crap in all of my life.
You never,
I cannot imagine.
How with it can you be if you never heard a Public Enemy?
You somewhat sure.
This is Public Enemy, Michelle.
Why would I allow my child, why would any parent allow their child into a home where people act as ridiculously immature as you two so-called adults and parents?
Because
I mean,
children need adults who understand them, Michelle. We live in a day and age now where the kids are so alienated. And if we can make connection with our young people, all right, so Steve was walking around with no underwear on. Big deal.
What's wrong with our society
big
today
deal.
Is people like you.
Oh,
our children need role models
blame
and people
me.
Who will, I mean, what is this about sex on the floor as long as they're doing it in front of us?
So
that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in all my life.
So you want them to do it out in the back alley somewhere?
I don't want them to do it at all. At 14 years old, I was not having sex.
Well, they're going to do it. And Michelle, I hate to tell you this. You weren't a very typical 14-year-old, if you don't know.
Well, and thank God I wasn't a typical 14-year-old.
Well,
no 14-year-old I know goes to somebody's house to lay in the floor and have sex in front of their parents.
Well, what is
no,
one
14-year-old I know.
No, oh, okay. No, you know a lot of 14-year-olds. We're very young. We have a lot of
14-year-olds. Okay, I understand how young you are. You keep talking about how young you are. You got 14-year-olds coming over to your house, and
still, they're going to have sex anyway.
Tell them no. They can't. If they're going to have sex anyway, let them have it out in the street.
Oh, kids are not going to have sex anyway. They're going to come to your house to have sex because it's okay at your house.
Well,
because
if they
you're
don't...
teaching kids that it's okay. So it's okay for kids to just have sex, get pregnant, drink, take off their underwear while your husband gets an erection. All those things are okay.
We had a big laugh about it.
You know, you keep talking about
that's what you keep saying. Your house just must be one big hee-haw.
You know, sex can be very dangerous. We don't want to get injured. That's why we need to keep an eye on them.
What, are you reading that or something?
I forgot. You're watching them while they're doing that. That totally slipped my mind.
You know, I'll say it, Steve. I want to say this for my husband. You're very insulting. What you're intimating, I don't appreciate
you're insulting
at all.
To the American people.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Insulting to parents today. You are an insult.
Turn down your boombox there, Mr. Dooley. Turn down the boombox, please.
Sorry.
You know what? A lot of kids want a place where they can relax, and their parents won't let them out of the house. We tell the kids, if you can get out, get down to a corner, we'll come pick you up. We pick the kids up. They come to our house. We return them home. nobody's any the wiser, and they've been able to communicate with adults who really get it because we're with it.
So you're teaching them to be dishonest to their own parents and not share that with them.
Now they're lying to their parents and...
Oh, get with it, Mr. Henry. Be with it.
Will you shut up about being with it? I'm freaking with it, all right? I'm so with it, I'm getting nuts over here.
Listen, I wake up every day with my game. See?
Yeah, now I get it. 1-800-449-8686. Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I'd just like to make a couple comments about it.
We're going to want our big screen TV and watch with the kids. It shows how to have safe sex.
Okay,
what?
Listen, hero. Everybody been listening to you across the country. Now, you be a little bit of respect to me. I've waited on you, and you can show me a little bit of respect.
Who is this? Who is this?
This is Dave. I'm an over-road truck driver.
Yes,
and
sir.
I've got kids. And I've got a bunch of friends of my kids that come to my house. And
you need to turn your radio down, Dave. You got to turn your radio down.
I'll tell him that. Turn your radio down, Dave.
I have a bunch of kids. Why don't you shut up and listen? Watching your life. Shut up.
Oh, my God. Are you going to let him talk to you that way, Steve?
You can't talk to me like that.
Oh, shut up.
Well, listen.
Go ahead,
listen.
Dave.
Let me talk. Everybody lets you talk. I have my kids' friends come and party at my house. We don't let them drink beer. We don't let them have sex on it. And they respect us, and they want to come back. We have a good time in the pool, whatever else. You are sick. You're on some kind of trip. All you want to say is get with it or how good looking you are or how young you are. You are sick people. You need help. You need to go to jail.
If I was one of the parents
that had a kid there and your husband got an erection in front of my child or you walked around in the pool naked or you let him have sex, what I would do to you after I called the cops, I would do everything within my power to get to your house and I would beat your ass.
I'd pick up a gun.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you two guys trying to say?
I think you heard what we just said. I think that you'd probably want the cops to show up.
Oh, so you're trying to beat me up, huh? The kids would rescue me because I understand them.
Turn your stupid ass music off.
You're not with it.
I'm not with it. Hey, I'm with it enough to know that Public Enemy, ain't nobody been listening to that for years. That's how with it I am. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, I'm a 15-year-old female, and I am from Houston.
Is Bobby there?
I go out on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
I hang out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we do go out. We go to clubs. So I am very with it, and I am very young.
Do you know FUBU?
Excuse me? Yes, I do.
Okay, what about Frankie B?
For your information,
Frankie B?
I would like to make my point, ma'am,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're with it, then you should be mature enough not to interrupt I do know what FUBU is, and FUBU is a brand for minorities. It stands for us, by us.
Oh.
So unless you're black,
you don't like
Mexican.
Black. Do you not like blacks?
I never said that.
Well, you are intimating it.
Ma'am, I did not intimate any such thing.
You know this music here is just going down in
simple. Yeah, I heard it. Actually, it's Public Enemy. And our host is right because it is not hip, okay? Rap is kind of cool, you know what I mean? And it's not Public Enemy anymore.
Well, and what about Eminem? Eminem, is that what it's called?
Eminem.
Eminem.
Yeah, I've heard of Eminem. I'm 18, sir, and I do listen to the radio.
Chris, this is Bobby.
Yes, yes?
Chris, you really should come to our house and see for yourself the environment that we have for the kids. We have billiards.
We have jacuzzi. Do you know what? I live in a very affluent area of Houston, and I have neighbors on both sides of me who act like you. And you know what? One girl's daughter is pregnant, and the other one's son died last year.
Wait a minute.
He was one of my really good friends. He died because he was drunk and he was driving,
God.
And her mother did not care.
Hey, Chris,
so you know
say
what?
That.
I have experience with parents like you.
Hey,
I think
Chris.
It's disgusting.
Dear, why is your voice so shaky? Are you sitting on something?
You know what? Because I'm going to cry because I lost my best friend last year to drinking and driving because of irresponsible parents like you.
But there you go.
One of my best friends is not going to graduate with me because she's pregnant and she's going to be delivering a baby in a couple months. She can't go to college with me.
All right,
and it's just her parents.
So you're not
they
kidding.
Only take responsibility for her.
All right, so you're not sitting on anything that's moving.
Oh, well, did you just hear what the woman said?
You know what?
Just hear what she said?
Yeah, I did hear what she said.
Chris.
And I think that if she was with it and she was mature and she was a role model for a child,
You know what? She probably would not have to insult an 18-year-old to try and get her point across.
Hey, Chris, I want to ask you a question. This is Phil Henry. Did you say that the people who live on either side of you are like these kind of parents that are with it and hip?
Yes. I live in a very affluent area of Houston, Texas.
Right.
And Houston, Texas is very big oil, lots of money. To both sides of us, actually not right now, in my old house, one parent, her son did die.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
And then,
I'm very sorry to hear that.
He died in the drinking and driving accident.
Was he fed the booze by an adult?
His parents bought him it, and he was actually, but anyway, they bought him alcohol, they let him drink, and then he did go out to another party.
All right, I'll tell the girl
his girlfriend happened to be out and did die in a car wreck. And
I'm so sorry. Hey, Chris, I want to tell you something, though, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My name's Phil Henry.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the lady that you've just been talking to?
Yes.
I was doing her voice.
Oh, because I really was about to strangle her because I know a woman like that responsible for the deaths of my friends.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but I was doing her voice, and the husband?
Yeah.
That was me, too.
Thank God.
All right, so they don't really exist. Okay, I made them up.
Okay, but
you know how I made them up? Because I know there are people like that out there.
I know people like that, and that's why I feel...
You are such a chicken, Phil.
Why am I a chicken?
For telling her that you were doing the voice.
Now I'm a chicken for telling her that I did the voice.
And look, you made her cry.
I didn't make her cry, you did.
You're a real asshole, Phil.
Thank you very much.
I was about ready to just go insane. I'm 18, I know I'm with it.
You sound, Chris, this is Bobby, you sound almost as if you're mad. As if you're going mad.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, Chris, that's what I do in my show. I do these fake voices. I'm really sorry to hear that. You know, I live in California, and it's the same everywhere, right? I live in a little tiny town called Thousand Oaks, California.
Yes.
And we had, like, in the last 2 months, I think we've had 4 or 5 kids die in automobile accidents. Just driving their cars into a pole, driving their cars into a wall, you know. What the hell's going on? I don't get it, man.
And then the parents refused to acknowledge that it was because of alcohol. I know so many parents that think, oh, well, he just fell asleep. I'm sorry. If your child's coming home at 2:30 or 3 in the morning from a party and smells like liquor, I find it hard to believe that the only reason they crashed and died or injured their friends or had to get their car totaled, I find it very hard to believe that it was just because they fell asleep.
Well, I think that you're right. And I think that in a lot of ways these people, excuse me for a minute, will you, Chris? Yes?
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing? What are you, Dr. Laura?
I'm talking to a young lady who is...
I know what you're doing. Are you Dr. Laura all of a sudden? Oh, yeah, hey, I know. Young people, wow, what a bummer. Hey, get back to doing the stuff you do.
Okay, Chris, I gotta go, okay?
Yeah.
Chris, he's gotta go.
Anyway, I'll... Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, Chris.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Do you have to interrupt?
Yeah, I gotta interrupt. I flip my radio on, and I want to hear you doing the shtick with the fake voices. Next thing I hear is, oh, well, and you know, there's so many young people today. What are you all of a sudden? Now you're doing a Neil Myers show on me. I got one, Dr. Laura. I don't need two. And I don't need one that's bald.
Oh, so that's the crack, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I've been meaning to say something.
About my lack of hair.
Yeah. Do your show. Tell you what, why don't you go sniff some flowers and have an enema? I think that might...
Yeah, okay, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to the Bobby Dooley Marathon here on the Phil Henry Show. I'm Phil Henry. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. I know I am, listening to Bobby and Steve Dooley. Bobby and Steve Dooley were married 15 years ago. They went to school at the University of Southern California, one of the great butthole factories of the world. That's where they met. And that's where they had a lot of premarital sex, as a matter of fact. Also, I understand there was some socially transmitted disease in their relationship before they were married. Be that as it may, they went on to have 3 sons. Dylan, Seth, and Justin. Dylan is 14, Seth is 12, and Justin is 10. As far as Bobby is concerned, they can do no wrong, but in reality, they are three skinheads waiting to happen. Bobby's husband, Steve, is a landscape architect. As Bobby puts it, he is a wildly successful landscaper. Steve is also a meathead who agrees with everything that Bobby says and basically parrots her position on everything. Bobby thinks that he's the greatest stud on earth, even though he can't get it up if he smells barbecued pork or sees Christmas lights blinking. This, then, is the Bobby Dooley Marathon on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
What's wrong is that young children don't need to be subjected to a woman like you who slanders someone else on air.
Slander.
The woman you slander.
I am celebrating her life. Oh, really? She's dead, so I guess she can't do that, can she?
I'm not talking about Princess Diana. I'm
talking about
your neighbor.
Carol Cooper.
Who you nipped in the bud.
Carol Cooper.
You slandered her.
Excuse me,
Eileen.
Carol Cooper is a notorious alcoholic.
Oh,
she's
well,
had
there
three
you go again,
abortions.
Slandering her.
She's had three abortions.
What has that got to
you
do
know,
with
know,
the woman's ability
Phil,
to put on a one-woman show?
Phil, I think that. Someone should get in touch with Carol Cooper and have her call an attorney immediately and sue this woman for slander.
Oh, so she's
I think this woman's
even
husband
she's a
should have
junkie.
Her locked up and
even
have
though,
her mental health question.
Even though she's a Vicodin junkie, she's going to sue me.
All right, so now she's a Vicodin junkie, she's had abortions, and she's a notorious alcoholic.
I don't think that's the kind of woman to represent Diana.
But you are.
I don't think a woman who slanders someone else on radio is the kind of woman to represent Diana.
It's not slander when it's true.
This is a private citizen.
Oh,
she's
me.
Not a public personality.
Excuse me. You are slandering
Eileen,
her, dear. I'm an attorney.
Eileen.
I happen to know what slander is.
Oh,
and
all
you
of
are
a sudden,
slandering her.
All of a
and,
sudden,
you
you're
know,
a lawyer, huh?
She can get a tape of this show, and she can sue you and your husband with your wonderful landscaping business for everything you're worth and
you know,
then
Eileen,
some.
You know, Eileen, she eats Vicodin like Tic Tacs.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Bobby,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
You need help.
You
need
something?
A life, and you need help.
I knew Diana so
and
well, and
I,
you're so
no, you
jealous.
You didn't know Diana. You did not know Diana.
You are hurting
you read
me.
Some magazine articles about her.
I read every
you
like...
You did not know Diana. Diana would be appalled by what you're doing.
You know something? I'm
you are
like,
a very
can
sick
you do
woman,
a, can
and
you do...
any school that would employ you should have all of their administration fired.
Well, I don't think you even know what you're talking about. First
oh,
of all,
I
you said you're a lawyer.
Do, dear. I
you...
certainly do.
Oh, you know
and
something?
And if I were you, I'd lock up my money really safe because your friend Carol Cooper is going to be suing you very soon.
She eats Vicodin
thank
like
you,
Tic
Phil.
Tac.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, there's been murder everywhere. It's been raining in the south and out west and in other parts of the country. It's been hot, and I mean hot. You know, the fire that we've had, the various fires that we've had. Out west, it's been hot. In the southwest, it's been hot. A lady by the name of Lois Neaton, she was 77 years of age. She was found on Sunday in her home at Western Estates, dead from exposure to heat, heat prostration. And we want to get on the phone now, the Homeowners Association president from out there. I imagine that this is a shock, Ms. Dooley, to everybody, right?
Well, Lois was, she was an inspiration to all of us. She helped at our community center. She was on our summer tacular committee. We are going to miss her. And I think this is a wake-up call for all of our elderly and everybody. This, the heat and the need for people to be protected from the elements, I think, is so very important.
So she died from the heat, is that correct?
She did. We had terrible heat here, not unlike the entire country for the last couple of weeks.
And she lives over there at Western Estates, which is, my understanding, a gated community. Some how many homes are over there?
We have 70 homes, Phil.
And so she lived over there?
Yes.
And was her air conditioning not working? Those are brand new homes, right?
Oh, these are all brand new homes built in 1995. Central air, central heat. Most of the homes have pools. Average size, about 4,500 square feet. We have good size lots. Most of the amenities, state-of-the-art appliances.
But, so was her air conditioning working?
It was working, but we also have a CC&R. And
now, CC&Rs are codes of conduct and regulation. Those are the rules that govern a homeowners association?
Yes.
And what is the CC&R?
We have a CC&R that says no air conditioners can run after midnight. Now, the reason is the noise pollution, the noise interferes with, we think, the beautiful sound of the breeze and the sound of the crickets and just the sound of the night, which is very, it's sensuous, it's exciting. And so the CC&R states our air conditioners go off at midnight, and we do have ceiling fans. They're lovely. They send a beautiful, easy flow through the rooms. The tragedy is Lois had not yet installed hers. And
This is a 77-year-old woman who needed to be cooled off. Obviously, she was suffering. So would she not allow herself to keep her air conditioning going?
Well, she did have her air running.
So in other words, what I'm saying is a woman who is hot and she's got an air conditioner that works, and she's not going to allow herself to swelter in the heat, especially at her age when she knows the dangers of old people in heat, right?
Well, as I said, her air was running, but she'd been violating the CC&R for a week and a half. My husband, Steve Dooley, is here, Phil.
Yes?
I'm Steve Dooley, Phil.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dooley.
She'd been violating the CC&R for last week.
And I looked at Steve that night, which was Saturday night, and I said, you know, this just isn't fair. We've already bent the rules by allowing the model sales to sell to somebody over 60 because we do have CC&R about the relative age of people. And for three nights...
Wait a minute. You don't let people move in there that are too old?
Well, we're mostly a family-oriented area. We are not a retirement area, so we do try to limit the number of elderly that live here.
All right, go ahead.
So for three nights, she had the air running after midnight, so I said to Steve, it isn't fair. And he looked at me, and it was just one of those moments when you know you're right. And that's when Steve went over to the back gate and went to the breaker box.
Your husband went to the breaker box. Mr. Dooley, you went to the breaker box and turned the air conditioning off?
Yeah, well, she'd been violating the CC&Rs.
The woman died from heat prostration sometime that night.
That's right. And it's sad. And
your husband turned her air conditioner off.
That is correct.
Because of the CC&R, Dan.
Hold it, Phil. If I could say, this is why it isn't my fault or Steve's fault. Here is, because I know you're going there.
Yes, I'm going to the... You said to me that the lady was respected and loved. She was hot. It's hot. You got air conditioning. You didn't just ask her to turn the air off. You threw the breakers.
Well, I padlocked the breakers, yes, sir.
You padlocked the breakers shut.
Because she had been going around and turning it back on. But here is why...
Well, then, don't you people feel a little bit culpable? Let me give our phone number out here.
No, we do not, Phil.
Let me give our phone number out, please. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. and Mrs. Bobby and Steve Dooley from Weston Estates. The lady who died, and it turns out that she was using her air conditioner, but you guys padlocked the breaker box so she couldn't use it because it's against the rules of the Homeowners Association.
I think you're trying to...
If you're trying to indict us, we ought to explain.
Well, go ahead and explain.
Well, she didn't... Here's a woman who had lost her lust for life the last few weeks. We'd noticed this. Her daughter hadn't come to visit. She did not make the cut for our ladies' golf team because she's not as young as the rest of us. I think in some ways, in a lot of ways, she wanted to die. And she kind of did by keeping that air conditioning on.
How does that tell you she wants to die? By keeping her air conditioning on.
Because it forces us to come over and turn the breaker off.
Yes, exactly. Thus making it too hot for her apartment. She knew running the air conditioner was against the CC&Rs. Okay, and you need to follow me here. If you know running the air conditioning is against the CC&Rs and you do it anyway, you know that we're going to go over there and turn the breakers off and padlock the breaker box.
Well, wait a minute. Is that in your rule book? That if anybody's running their air conditioning after midnight, you can go over and switch their breaker box off and padlock it shut?
That's an understood.
It's understood.
Well, is it written down or is it understood?
It's understood.
It's understood. And everyone complies.
So she ran the air conditioning, hoping you guys would go over there and turn it off and padlock the breaker box, and therefore what?
I think, Phil, it was some kind of a cry for help. I think she wanted to, and this is very difficult for me to say, I think she wanted to die. And I think a lot of the elderly that die from heat prostration want to.
How can you say that?
Well, figure it out. You can go get a fan.
Yeah, you can go get a fan. All right. So why do the elderly allow themselves to die from heat?
Figure it out.
All right, so it made it too hot in her apartment to stand, and she would just die from heat prostration, and...
It's common, Phil, for old people in a lot of ways to irritate their neighbors or children to the point that they do something to hasten their death.
Well, I'm not familiar with that at all, okay?
Well, my mother, the same way.
You knew that this was an elderly lady. It was very hot. Can't you bend the rules so that she doesn't suffer from the heat?
Phil, you have to hear me. She was cut from the ladies' golf team. Her daughter hadn't been to see her. She wanted, I think, like the old blues song, she wanted to lay the burden down.
She wanted to lay her burden down, and I think I knew it, and as I think about it now, I think she forced her hand and I turned the air conditioner off and suffocated her.
That's why so many elderly live in desert heat areas. That's why they've had enough of life. They go out to the desert, they switch off the fan, they switch off the air conditioning, and they slowly and quietly sweat to death.
1-800-449-8686. So another story about an old woman who dies from the heat. But you guys have admitted that you had a hand in killing her.
We have only admitted, here's where you're wrong, Phil. What I've admitted to is enforcing the CCNRs against air conditioners. It's only after the fact that I realize she may have wanted to just lay there and sweat to death, like a lot of elderly people do.
I think that's the tragedy, Mr. Henry.
Well, are you sorry about this?
I think I've indicated that we respected Lois. She was a respected member of our community. Absolutely.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Dooleys tell me that the reason why so many old people die from heat is because they want to. And when I asked, how can you say that? He said, figure it out. They could go buy a fan. Now, this lady apparently was using her air conditioner. It was in violation of the Homeowners Association rules and regulations. So Mr. Dooley went over to her breaker box, turned the air off, and padlocked it shut. The next morning, they find her dead from heat prostration, and they find themselves... And I want to be clear, you don't think you... Do you think you killed her?
I think that is really insulting, and I'm not going to dignify that with an answer.
No, but don't you agree that your actions killed her?
Phil, first of all, she was late. We are going to miss this woman.
Don't you think your actions killed her?
No, I don't. I said we're going to miss her. We're going to miss her. We're going to miss the homeowner dues that she paid.
Did you kill her?
No, we did not. I told you she violated the CCNRs. We did what we would do standard. We padlocked her breaker box, and it just so happens she was 77. And
she sweated to death.
1-800-449-8686. I don't think there's such a thing as sweating to death either. I think there is such a thing as a technical shutting down of the organs because of heat, but I don't think you sweat to death. So that lady died, and the president of the Homeowners Association doesn't feel responsible because the woman was violating the rules and regulations of the Homeowners Association. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Understand that.
Well, what am I not understanding?
What you're not understanding, Phil, is Lois had been running her air conditioner for 3 weeks that violates the CCNRs. Steve went over, he padlocked that breaker box, and that allowed all the rest of us to finally enjoy Western Estates the way it's supposed to be enjoyed, with a quiet, with a very easy and country feel. We have a very country feel here.
And meanwhile, there's an old woman dying from the heat.
No. Phil, again, this was an elderly woman who had missed the cut on our ladies' golf team. You know, when I'm going to tell you something you're probably not going to like, but when Steve finished padlocking the breaker box and came back to bed, we felt good. We felt...
You felt good?
Yes. I held Steve in my arms because we knew we had really... We had broken through. We'd found something. I don't know what it was. But we had...
You know, and the next day they found something, too.
I don't think that's fair, Phil.
They found a woman dead in her home. Here is Amanda on a Phil Henry Show. Amanda, go ahead.
I think it's your guys' fault. All you're going to miss is her money. Mm-hmm. You said it yourself. We're going to miss her homeowner dues. You killed her.
We are going to miss her homeowner's dues, yes.
Yeah, you're going to miss her money. You don't care about this woman.
I do care about her.
She's 77 years old. That means she's going to die and she can't have air conditioning because she's 77?
Hello, buy a fan.
Hello, she's got air conditioning. What does she need to buy a fan for?
Because
she has a home with air conditioning.
The Homeowners Association.
Right?
You're not familiar with
that. That's why she... Okay, now look it. You buy a home with air conditioning for a reason, so you don't have to buy a fan.
I understand.
You killed her.
I did not.
And all you're facing is her money. That's it. You're murderers. I hope you to live with yourself for the rest of your life knowing you killed a little innocent old woman.
On the murder? So, in other words, if I tell a wino that he can't have any more to drink and he dies from DTs, am I a murderer?
Yes.
Oh,
you're
I'm supposed to give an alcoholic.
You killed a poor, innocent old woman all because she wanted air conditioning.
I didn't kill anyone. What I did was, is I told her there's real... If you don't live in a gated community, Amanda, well, that's, you know, maybe you
don't... It has nothing to do with air conditioning. You buy a home for air conditioning, not to go out and buy a fan.
Have you ever lived behind gates?
Yeah.
Oh, you have? I don't think you have, or else you don't, there would be CC&Rs. And CC&Rs tell you that you're supposed to follow rules and regulations.
You know, it's
you
really sad that you can't
keep your grass really long.
I thought you're
a murderer. You're not allowed to paint your house a certain way. We padlock that box shut, and we do it again.
And you killed
do
her.
It again.
Yes.
And
that's
you
right.
killed her.
All right, so we killed her. Nobody's going to get us for it.
Oh, see, there you go.
No one's going to get us for it.
Derek just admitted
no
the fact you killed her, and no one's going to get me for
no
it.
No one's going to get us for it.
Nobody's going to get us for it because we were following the rules.
Yeah, so that makes murder legal, right?
Times to turn off her air conditioner before he padlocked the box. She interrupted our playtime.
What do you mean playtime?
Oh, because you had to listen? Oh, God forbid you have to stop doing whatever you and your husband are doing to kill a woman.
Well, excuse me for having sex with my husband. I guess that's something else.
So murder makes murder okay because you want to have sex.
No, I didn't murder anybody. I didn't intentionally kill anyone. Mm-hmm. We told her to turn her air conditioner off. She didn't do it. We went over, we padlocked the box.
And an old lady dies suffering in the heat. And while you and Steve are...
We were together. Now, Steve had gone over there, and Steve made love to me that night like never before.
You're sick. You are a sick woman. You need help.
For the first time in my marriage,
murder's okay because we were having sex.
Steve made love to me because we...
Hey.
Hey,
I just killed him, but you know what? I got sex for it.
Hey, here's something that you didn't think about, lady. Maybe we sent her to a better place.
My husband has a very difficult time, if you must know, having sex with me when air conditioners...
Oh, so only when he kills people if he can get it up, right?
No, when air conditioners are running.
Good God.
It happens to take my mind off of it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. What, have you got a little sewing circle going there?
All right.
That makes murder okay because my husband can get it up when I kill an old lady.
What's the matter? The lady in the background can't speak for herself?
You want me to give her the phone?
Sure, go ahead. Let the slut have the phone.
Oh, the slut now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Gary! Come here, Gary, right now.
Go ahead.
Get on this phone.
You better treat my wife right.
Yeah.
Energy would...
No guts. No guts to talk to me, is that it?
It's that they feel better about killing somebody. Isn't that what you told your kid about the dog? You sent him to the place?
What's the matter?
Raise your fees, upgrade your electronics so you support all the air conditioners of the gated community.
They're too loud, and we don't like the sound of air conditioning after midnight. My husband...
Next thing you know, you're not going to like the flag because of the colors that are in it.
You know, trailer trash, when you say their name and it ends up with a smile, Sherry...
Gee, are you paying good money for the trailer? Is that how you
No, I live
trailer?
In 4,500.
Or is that simply how you refer to Americans who do not agree with your opinion?
Oh, my God. Well, are you talking about a string?
I don't think I did. I hope you're all real happy.
All right, ladies,
murder
please.
Murder is now legal in the United States.
Murder for OJ and
for people in gated communities, murder is legal.
I didn't murder anybody. We went over and padlocked that breaker box because she wanted to die.
Murder!
She wanted to die.
She wanted to die now. Now you're deciding that she wanted to die.
If you accept your local television, they will tell you when your senior citizens in the heat. Make sure they are well and cared for. You should murder her grave. So much for your care. I'm glad I don't live in your community.
She sent herself to her grave by insisting on breaking the CCNR. She should have known it meant death.
Oh, now it means death.
Rules, you murdered the woman.
Listen.
Okay, the police and fire department will say to you, check on your senior neighbors, make sure they're well, make sure they come in to the senior citizens' areas for their free air conditioning. You shut it off of what he was paying her fees.
Well, you murdered her so you could get off. Listen to Sally Struthers.
How sad is that?
She was like family. I loved her dues.
She was so much like family, you shut her off an air conditioner.
You loved her dues.
Would you leave your children without air conditioning? Would you leave your dog without air conditioning?
Hello, it's okay that this family member, who's 70-some years old,
to do without her air conditioning in 90-degree heat so you could get your rocks off.
I have a right to make love to my husband, and we were in the middle of something.
Not at the expense of the life of a 70-some-year-old woman
That's exactly correct, okay?
My husband has been very dysfunctional.
I'm really so sorry. He's dysfunctional. He helped you murder a woman.
Mr. Henry, I resent them using the word murder.
Well, it sounds a lot like my use of the word murder offends you, but you're...
Action of murder offends me.
You know, you're very offensive.
So are you. Murder in America is offensive. Biennial.
Murder is when you mean to kill someone. We assisted in her suicide. And that's totally...
Wait a minute. That's against the law, too. They got Kevorkian in jail, okay?
And how do you figure
that this lady wanted to kill herself?
I told you she did not make the cut on our ladies' golf team. All right.
And that makes her want to kill herself because a 77-year-old can't play golf. We're not talking about a 16-year-old girl here.
You know, you shouldn't say murder.
16-year-olds want to commit suicide.
You should not say the word murder. You should say send her to a happy place, and that's what we did.
You did not. How do you know she wants to go to a happy place?
You don't know if she wants to go to a happy place. A couple of S-bombs dropped. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley. The controversy is that a 77-year-old woman living at Western Estates died from heat prostration when Bobby's husband padlocked her breaker box shut so she couldn't turn the air conditioner back on, because loud air conditioners after midnight are against the rules of the community. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Welcome back, everybody, to The Phil Henry Show's Bobby Dooley Marathon on this Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back with more of the disgusting adventures of Bobby and Steve Dooley right after this.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
A 77-year-old woman named Lois Neaton died from exposure to heat prostration in her home in Western Estates, California over the weekend as the result of not having any air conditioning. The air conditioner she was running apparently was against the Homeowners Association rules. I have the president and her husband on the line, the man who padlocked the breaker box shut on this woman's home so she couldn't get to the switch to turn her air on, and she's dead. And
Phil, before you go on, I'd like...
And I want to just make this point. She's dead, and the two of you have pretty much said, well, you know, it's better that she's gone. She didn't make the cut on the ladies' golf team.
Well, I want to make this point. There are so many things that we have done for her. This is a woman who we built a special wheelchair ramp for in front of our community center. It is ugly, absolutely ugly, but we put it there for her. We allowed her to park a banana yellow Pontiac in her driveway, which is in violation of every decent standard of any homeowners association. You can go over to Deer Creek. They don't even allow cars in the driveway with car covers on them. But we let her put a frightening-looking yellow Pontiac in her driveway.
And so does that mean she dies? What is that, a trade-off?
It's a
it's not right that she dies, but we did a lot for her, so...
So then you padlock her breaker box shut.
She was violating the CCRs. This is one that we could not overlook.
Better that she should tow her car. Better that she should take the wheelchair ramp down than turn off the air conditioning. Jim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Can I have a receipt, please? Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I'm having a hard time. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm having a hard time believing everything I'm hearing here.
Because, no kidding.
Again,
we had a sunshine van that would come and pick Lois up to take her shopping.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Again, my thought is who made you people judge and jury? Who named you God to be able to determine whether this woman was going to live or not?
I didn't decide to kill her. We turned her air conditioner off. It was in violation of CCNR, I think it's 7, on a weekend use of air conditioning. It can't be on after midnight.
Right.
So you see what I'm saying?
No. I hear what you're saying, but again, if you listen to your comments since the start of this conversation, it seems like everything you're saying to go along incriminates you more in terms of you not really liking her behavior anymore. Certain things that she did that upset you people.
No, we were not upset. I'm simply saying we did a lot for Lois. We let her park the god-awful yellow Pontiac. We built the wheelchair ramp. We let the sunshine van pick her up, which is for the retarded children. It's not even for old people. We let her move in the first place.
Yes, now she's dead. And moving into a place where we didn't even have CCRs for old people, that it killed her.
What do you mean it killed her?
We were not equipped to have elderly people here. So I'm sure you can understand. And again, I feel that we made the right decision. When Steve came back, we held each other.
This is, honestly, I have to laugh.
You're breaking up.
Well, all right, I'm on a car phone.
Yeah, go ahead. You're clear now, but you were breaking up momentarily.
All right.
I have to laugh
other than the fact the fact that somebody lost their life is very serious.
You know, cell phone sounds like this. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, Jim.
All right, let me try this again.
That's good. We can hear you now. But all you right, were breaking
I'm,
up. Isn't it amazing that we pay for cell service and we can't even get the quality service that we pay for? But once a month, a large bus of elderly people going to Las Vegas would come to the house, pick her up. The bus fumes were disgusting. All of the elderly are not allowed here, but we let them come.
Everything you're saying... If you listen, okay, if I was on a jury, okay, and you people were being tried, okay, I'm a jury.
Well, what are you trying
for? I listen to all these things that you're saying, okay? The more you people talk, the more you incriminate yourselves.
No, but Jim, you've heard about people who will pretend to have a gun when the police approach them. The police think it's real and will shoot them. It's a way of committing suicide.
Now, did the woman tell you she wanted to die?
There were signs.
Well,
there were signs. She didn't attend the cruise last year. Now, this is a mandatory cruise.
How can a cruise be mandatory? That's really interesting to me. How can you make somebody go on a cruise?
Phil, we're not like most gated communities. We involve our homeowners. She didn't make the cut on the bowling team, didn't make the cut on the golf team. She quit from the steering committee for the Wintertacular. She wasn't there when we decorated the Christmas tree last Christmas season. She didn't go door-to-door caroling, which she did do the 2 years before. What do you want? It's slapping you in the face.
But again, those are all her choice, just as living her life.
It's an indication to me that she never tried out for the lacrosse team, which I find...
77 years old, and she didn't try out for the lacrosse team.
Well, you can laugh if you want, but we had
a rugby team.
Rugby? Here is Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions for you guys now.
Mm-hmm.
you guys want to sit up for the elderly people, correct?
No, we are not.
But you take their money. You tell them they have a place to live. You take their money every month, right?
Yes, of course.
You have all these sporting things. But are these sporting things for the elderly folks?
Do you think
a 77-year-old woman go out and play tag football with me?
No, I
you,
don't understand.
You listen. First of all, you built the ramp for this lady, right?
That's correct.
Of the federal law.
That's correct.
Right?
Well, no.
We
did it for her.
For a 77-year-old lady, and you couldn't even accommodate her needs by turning off her air conditioner on her.
Well, now, wait a minute. We asked her if she wanted to play lacrosse.
Asking a 77-year-old woman if she wanted to play these games.
Yes. I think she wanted to die. Her daughter is a whore.
Why do you think a woman wanted to die?
Oh, my God. How do you know
you
her
rented,
daughter?
You rented this place to this woman knowing that she was an elderly person, that she was handicapped. You knew she had people come take care of her. People come pick her up. You left her have her car that you said was a rust bucket, but to her, it was hers. It got her where she wanted to go. But now you don't feel no grief at all on this woman for dying because of your stupidity, because you wanted to have sex with your husband.
You know, Joe,
I think sex would have been the last thing in my mind. I would worry about my tenants, to keep my tenants in my building.
That's true, Joe. I agree with you.
I mean, what you guys did to this lady is wrong.
Well, wait, now,
okay.
Joe.
What? Do you have something? You have something intelligent to say to me?
Yes, we did. We had a cliff diving expedition.
Do you have something intelligent to say to me?
Yes, I want to say that I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense, and Steve and I thought about it.
What did you think about? Was it before or after sex?
We held each other.
But was it before or after sex?
It was after, all right.
After sex, you thought about all this after sex, not during, why or before, about the ladies. How many other elderly people do you have in that house?
That's a good question. Are there any others?
How many more elderly people are you willing to kill just to have sex with your husband?
We have four other individual women.
You have four other ones in the house.
Now, hold on. This is they own these homes, right, Bobby?
Yes, they own the homes. We have four others in the community. I don't know if you know what happens to a man after he padlocks a breaker box. But my husband turned into a
padlock. This lady's paying for all this. It's her will to run the air conditioner.
Yes.
It's her will to turn it off and on.
Not yours
to go over there and say, I'm shutting it off on you. You can't do that.
My husband, for the first time in 4 weeks, was able to achieve...
Well, that's fine for your husband. That doesn't help this lady any. And how do you know you sent her to a better place? How do you know you sent her to a worse place? Have you died to come back and say I can do a better place?
No, I don't think she's in hell.
I'm not saying hell. You're not listening. How do you know you sent her to a better place?
Well, I'm sure she's in heaven.
How do you know that?
Well,
did you die and come back and say, hey, heaven's a good place to be?
I have read books.
How do you know that?
I read Cary Grant's book. He died and came back.
Cary Grant didn't die. He's still living.
Well, no, he's not. But he died and came back one time, and he said it was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can say that, too, to make money, too, like everybody else in this world.
Hey, Joe, if you think about it, she can cool off all she wants up there.
That ain't right, man. That ain't right.
She can cool off all she
wants. You know what? I think murder deserves, you know what they say, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth? What comes around goes around, because they do say God works in mysterious ways.
That's the Bible.
You know what? You people made the mistake because you went and did what's your thing, because you want to do your happy,
God-go-lucky
thing.
I want to ask you a question here.
And let this poor woman sit.
Is it worth it, Bobby? Was it worth it, Bobby, for you to have sex with your husband while a woman lay dying not 100 yards from your home?
I've thought about it a lot, Phil, since it happened.
Bob, let me ask you a question.
I've thought about it a lot, and I got to tell you, I'm sorry for Lois, but Steve and I wept. When I saw him get an erection, I...
Okay!
Oh, because he got the erection, you said, okay, forget about the 77-year-old woman. That's what it sounded like to me.
Steve said that yourself.
You said, okay, he's got it up. Let's go, baby. Don't worry about her. We'll get her tomorrow.
Tomorrow came
too late because she was already dead.
Steve came home.
And your husband, because the air conditioning was finally shut off, was finally able to relax enough to make love to you.
We played We Are the Champions by Queen. He took his clothes off.
Oh,
okay.
We Are the Champions by Queen. Boy, that's really romantic.
Yeah, isn't that?
You know, I think your husband needs to get Viagra.
Have you thought about Viagra?
Caffeine or something.
I don't have to do it fake. I do it the real way.
Yeah, you just wait for...
I don't do it fake way either, buddy. I have no problem with that. I got many people better.
Did you dump?
Oh, my sweet Christ. I heard...
Watch your language, please.
No, I heard what he said. My husband is a man. He is every bit the man that any man out there is. Steve happens to have a little bit of a nervous condition. If anyone's barbecuing pork, if anyone has Christmas lights up that blink, or if air conditioners run after midnight, only then is he not able to make love to me. We sang Onward Christian Soldier, Phil. He took me like a virgin at the prison rodeo. And a lot of the things...
Okay, thank you very much. Here is Cheryl. Cheryl, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to make a very valid point.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the police in this whole matter?
Thank
Did
you very much.
Did the police never investigate?
The police came over. We explained everything to them. We simply said she'd been in violation of the CCNRs.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop you right there for 1 second. I'm just going to make my point. I'm a realtor in Wilmington, North Carolina. The restrictive covenants are rules and regulations. The only recourse that you have if she was running her air conditioning after midnight was to take her to court. You in no way were legally able to turn off her air conditioning or padlock the box.
Cheryl,
I don't care what you say.
Cheryl,
wait, and now where are you?
Well,
Western Estates? What city?
This is what I wanted to say to you. We're in California. And
what city?
I'm sure you understand that we do things a little bit differently out here.
Yeah, we kill old people out
like
here. Is that it?
City.
Yeah, what city are you in, Bobby?
We're in Western Estates.
Western Estates is the city?
Yes, Western Estates.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm not even going to get into the sex talk with you because I think it's disgusting. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call the police department in Western Estates, California, and find out what in the heck they're thinking.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Lois
You know what? You don't really need to tell me anything.
Lois
because as far
Layton
as I'm concerned, you have serious mental problems that you need to deal with.
What mental problems do I have? I sent Lois to a far better place.
No. Hold on just a second. First of all, you have no right to determine that. Secondly, your mental problems come into play where you and your husband are concerned.
You're both
a couple of losers who are so self-indulged by your own actions that you do something like that. That's illegal. You cannot do that. I don't care where it's from.
I told Lois, and I'm getting very upset now, Phil.
Wait, will you listen to what the people are saying?
I'm really shaken in my shoes at the fact that you're upset.
I'll tell you something right now. If you were here, you wouldn't have any eyes left.
Let me tell you. You would just add to your list of people that you've done in,
That's
you?
Right. And I'll tell you something, Bobby, and I asked you the question, okay?
I got the Western States Police Chief in my pocket. I give him a discount on lawn care.
That's right. So what do you think you're going to do?
At least I'm going to make a sting. This sounds real unbelievable to me to begin with, so I really need for somebody else to tell me that this really happened.
You think you're so smart in your Ann Taylor real estate uniform and your bad pumps? You know nothing about California. You're not more than two generations.
Oh, really? Well, you know nothing about sex, lady, because you can't even turn your husband on.
I can very well turn my husband on. He doesn't like the sound of air conditioning. He has a nervous condition. All right? Do you want me to get into that? Do you want me to get into what happened to him when he was young? How his mother would come at him when he was in a bathtub? Oh, she hangs up. What a slut.
Okay, that is it. That's it.
My mother used to come at me in the bathtub.
Barbecue, pork, blinking Christmas lights, and air conditioners. And oh, yeah, he can't have sex outside of the limits of L.A. County. Other than that, the guy's a terrific lover. Welcome back, everybody, to the Phil Henry Show's Bobby Dooley Marathon on this Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back with more of the disgusting adventures of Bobby and Steve Dooley right after this. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Deborah, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley, you there?
Yes.
Deborah?
Yes.
Go right ahead, ma'am.
Yes, hi. My name's Deborah. Your name's Bobby, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Now, Bobby, how old are you?
I'm 37.
You're 37?
Mm-hmm.
How old's your husband?
Why all the questions? I don't understand.
I just want to, how old's your husband?
I'm 39 years old. I'll be 40 September 1st.
Oh, and you have all these sexual dysfunctions? That's pretty sad. Now we have a homeowner association.
How many mirrors do you crack?
And
in a day?
We had a board member that we relieved of his duties because he was mentally unstable.
How did you relieve him?
We had the police take him out.
Oh, I thought it was some other kind of relief. As long as you're insulting me.
No, I just think I think you lack intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have how much is your home?
Mm-hmm.
How much is your home?
How much is our home worth?
Yeah.
$850,000 we purchased.
$850,000. Then
yeah.
Don't you think that that can afford, that affords one the ability to have air conditioning 24/7?
You know, you don't really get.
You're psychotic.
You
you're just like all these other homeowners association board members.
You don't get the
They're psychotic like
you.
Do you
get thrown out of one or something?
Absolutely not. We got rid of a psychotic board member.
What did he do?
What did he do? He
yeah.
started fights with the homeowners, especially in particular, he started a fight with a sheriff, a Tampa sheriff officer. And he says, you make one move. He tried taking out our security signs.
Oh, man.
Our security signs.
Well, wait a minute.
He said they weren't pleasing to look at. That this home is protected by so-and-so.
My husband
And he says, you touch my sign, and you'll be the last time you touch it.
My husband is not able to perform when Anthony...
I don't care about the sex end of it. I think you're psychotic.
When
you're just like all these board members of these homeowner associations.
I did that too.
They're Nazi attitude. You're psychotic. You should be relieved of your duty. And you should be put in jail. You should be put in jail.
That's not crazy.
You should be put in jail.
Well, guess where I am right now?
You're in jail, aren't you?
I'm having a martini.
Well, have a martini because you killed a poor elderly woman.
I got my feet up. I didn't kill her. She wanted to be let out of her. Oh, why don't you bite me?
Oh, get a load of that.
Oh! I finally did it. I'm the champion.
I am
the champion
of the world.
Woo!
1-800-449-86. Why don't you bite me? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Summertacular Western Estates, Bobby Dooley joins us for Southern California Lifestyles along with her husband, Steve. Bobby is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Sounds like a lot of action out there, Bobby.
It certainly is, Phil, and we'll continue all through this week, through Sunday, our Summertacular at Western Estates. We've had such a terrible time over the last week. A lot of people, of course, feel so badly for the Smart family in Utah. Our thoughts and our prayers are for Elizabeth Smart. We are all homeowners here, of course, but we're also parents and we're families, and we think so. We feel so badly for that family. And we did try, of course, in our way to institute security measures here at Western Estates so that our children would not be the victims of this kind of abduction, which we think is, Phil, it's part and parcel of our times.
I know that you've started some... after-hours home security testing there?
Well, beginning early this month and continuing throughout the month, the Western Estates Homeowners Association began what we feel is a very bold program to empower families and to defend children. We realized that we would receive criticism and some backlash, but we think that it was an outstanding idea, and we think the safety and security of our children is paramount.
Tell us about that, if you can, and I hear that there's... Talking about Elizabeth Smart and talking about all the children being abducted in the middle of your summertacular, it sounds like everybody's having such a good time.
They really are, Phil, and I'm stunned.
What happened and what have you been doing?
Well, we have identified in Western Estates, out of the 250 homes here, we have identified those homes with female children that are underage. We charted where the homes were. We've charted the movements of the people there, and as I said, during this month, the vice president of our board, which is my husband, Steve Dooley, along with our secretary treasurer, Ray Greeley, and our head of security, Art Holm, randomly performed what we called midnight mock kidnappings. Now, listen to this, Phil, because we feel it's really brilliant and it's a wonderful way to protect and to safeguard our children. We saw how easy it was for someone to gain access to Elizabeth Smart. We wanted to see if the same situation and conditions existed here, and then see how far someone could get in abducting children. Now, obviously, we're not really talking about abducting children. We're talking about going into the home after hours and going into these homes, waiting for a few minutes, and then taking the child out of the home.
Ella, I want to get this right. Steve Dooley, Ray Greeley, and Art Holm.
Yeah, we would randomly perform midnight mock kidnappings. And I know what you're going to, I know what you're thinking, Phil.
That you're going into homes and taking children?
No. Seeing how easy, what we're doing is we're seeing how easy it is to gain access to the children's bedrooms and then seeing how far they could get in abducting the child.
All right, so you go into the house and take a child.
We don't really kidnap the child. I want to be very, very clear. We go into the home after hours.
Are you gaining access to people's, do they know?
No, we sent out a memo at the beginning of the month, right after the Elizabeth Smart abduction. We sent out a memo telling the homeowners we would be doing these home security checks.
And then your husband, Steve, and these other two gentlemen would gain access to the house and then abduct?
We did not abduct. We removed the child from the house. Phil, it's not as bad as you think.
Well, what I'm thinking here is you've got a frightened child. You may have a frightened homeowner. It sounds like it's something illegal.
No, it is not illegal, and I want you, Phil, to be very careful. We let them know with a memo that we would be conducting these home security tests. They are mock kidnappings. The children are fine. We take the child from the home. We hold them at a McDonald's or a Jack in the Box that's nearby. And then we go back into the home and explain to the parents and to the homeowners, do you see how easy it was? Now here are some suggestions on what you can do to safeguard your home.
Is your husband trained in security?
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, your husband is a landscape architect, right?
Yes, but that doesn't, he's the vice president of our board. And Ray Greeley is the secretary treasurer. I don't follow.
So Ray Greeley, who's the secretary treasurer, what does he do for a living?
He owns two clothing stores.
So a guy that owns clothing stores and another guy that's a landscape architect are going into homes and taking children.
Phil, it is not as bad as you are putting it out to be, and I'm very offended. The children are fine.
But you're frightening children and homeowners.
I think it's a little bit better to get a little frightened to find out how secure you are. Now,
well, let me give our phone number out because I know that you had at least one problem over on an area called the Gardenia phase.
Yes, that was the Millers.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Homeowners Association of Western Estates, conducting what they call after-hour security checks, mock kidnappings of children.
Phil, we felt for the Elizabeth Smart family. And I'm a little shocked.
Well, I feel for the Elizabeth Smart family. We all feel for the Elizabeth Smart family.
We don't want to have happen to us what happened to them. Now, let me go ahead and preempt you because...
Well, all right, so...
That we felt for that family, and we feel we have come up with a tremendous program that helps the family stay on guard. These mock kidnappings, and don't get me wrong, they scare the hell out of the families, but they're supposed to. Now, on June 10th, my husband Steve and Ray... Because I'm going to preempt you here. I know what you're going to mention.
Yeah, I'm mentioning the Miller family in the Gardenia phase, right?
Yes. Now, Steve and Ray gained access to the home. They mistakenly entered the wrong bedroom that they thought was the bedroom of the 15-year-old daughter. I think her name is Ashley. And instead, it was the master bedroom. Because in the Gardenia phase, the children's wing is in the east, the master's in the west, and Ray and Steve understandably made a mistake because they had done some renovation, which was against the CC&Rs. And that is also something I'm going to mention.
All right, well, but tell me what happened.
Ray and Steve were doing an after-hours security check, and through no fault of their own, they entered the master and were, I guess, leaning or crouching over Laura Miller, the wife. Suddenly, my husband, Steve...
I understand he was injured.
He was struck across the head and the ribs by Mr. Miller with what we later found out was a police-issue magnesium flashlight. Ray Greeley took off.
So now Steve is in a man's home, and the man understandably has attacked him.
Not understandably. This was an after-hours security check.
He was in the man's home, and if he'd gone to the right bedroom, he would have abducted the
Not abducted.
All right, he would have done a security check by taking the little girl.
That's right. Josh Miller hit...
Sorry, honey.
Is that Mr. Dooley?
Yes.
Mr. Henry.
Hold on, I want to say it. Ray Greeley took off. And Steve was trying to explain to Mr. Miller.
Well, what was he saying?
He said, stop what you're doing. I'm with the Homeowners Association. Stop what you're doing. And Steve was trying to get the stocking mask off, but Josh was an animal, just enraged.
All right, so your husband was wearing a stocking mask?
Yes.
Do you understand that this man thought that someone was breaking into his home?
Everyone had been informed.
Everyone?
Yes.
So then what happened?
My husband was able to break free. He ran out of the house where he thought Ray would be waiting in the van, but, and forgive my language, that bastard had taken off, leaving Steve with two cracked ribs and what we later found out to be a concussion. He left my husband to run 6 blocks back to our home in the Bougainvillea phase. And Ray was already there parked, and
he was crying.
Ray was there crying and yelling at Steve, and because I was awake, I knew they were going out on another security check, saying that he wanted no part of our so-called bonehead plan. He said he was scared, and I will tell you, Phil, I have never been so humiliated. He was betrayed, and he betrayed us. My husband was assaulted trying to do something good.
Lady, your husband was assaulted going into a home.
It was an after-hours security check, and Steve can hardly enjoy himself these days. He's in so much pain. The only...
Who was arrested?
Nobody was arrested.
Well, your husband should have been arrested.
No, Josh Miller should have been arrested. As a Homeowners Association president, I can make security arrangements. Steve and I have talked, and we are going to talk to a judge about this.
All right. So your after-hours home security check was your husband, Steve Dooley, and Ray Greeley.
And Art Holm, who's our security chief at the Homeowners Association, from the guard shack.
Staging mock kidnappings.
To find out how safe people's homes are.
Had you done any before?
We'd done a few, and we'd allowed the child, and then we brought the child back, and then we told the parents later.
Well, then they would have arrested you then.
No, you see, we can go in, take a child out, and put the child back, and you can't prove it. So this is something that's opened a lot of homeowners' eyes, and a lot of...
Are there homeowners sitting still for you going into their house after hours and taking their children?
Well, what are they going to do, Phil? I'm the Homeowners Association president, and this is all because of the Smart Families ordeal. We're taking a page from the Smart Family. We're protecting our children. And if little Elizabeth Smart can't be protected, then we can protect our own. And I think Steve and Ray breaking into homes at night and taking the children out for a few minutes and putting them back very gently, gently holding a hand over their mouth so they don't cry out. And then later we go to the parents and we say, do you know what we did last night? We came into your home and took your child. How do you feel? And I can assure you they are ashamed and embarrassed.
Well, your husband was assaulted by at least one homeowner.
Because they renovated and their children, they were in the wrong wing of the house.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association, where a security plan that they put into place, they went into people's homes after hours to see if they could abduct children, because after the Elizabeth Smart case, they didn't think the homes were secure. And in one of the homes that they went into after hours, the husband was assaulted by the father, who didn't know why they were in the home. Ms. Dooley is defending her husband's actions by saying that they sent a memo to all of the homeowners, and she says that as a Homeowners Association president, she has the right to do these kind of security checks. Welcome back, everybody, to the Phil Hendry Show's Bobby Dooley Marathon on this Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back with more of the disgusting adventures of Bobby and Steve Dooley right after this.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association with home security checks that go beyond any that I've ever heard of. You're going into people's homes and staging mock kidnappings because of the Elizabeth Smart case, because you feel the children could be at risk. And you also think that you want to see if any children are at risk in your...
In our community, yes.
In our community, Mr. Hendry, you got to understand that children are at risk every day.
And Phil, I can tell you that after Steve was assaulted by that man, we are going before a judge, and we're going to suggest to a judge that in lieu of us suing, if Laura Miller and her children agree to do odd jobs around our house for the duration of the summer, including tending to my husband, who was violently assaulted by her husband, we'll drop any civil claim.
You're going to sue them.
Well, of course.
They could sue you.
I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. I think it takes a pretty significantly large pair to sue me. We were doing security checks, checking to see if the children were safe.
Going in and taking kids out of the house?
Yes. And then Steve was hit over the head with a police-issue flashlight.
Would you do the same thing, Mr. Henry?
What?
Would you do that to me?
Mr. Dooley, I don't mean anything personal by this, but if I saw you in my home...
Even after we had sent around a memo.
Well, if you sent around a memo...
See, that's what I'm saying.
But I would find it very hard not to act if I saw you leaning over my wife, and I didn't know who you were, without taking a sawed-off baseball bat that I keep near my bed, and...
So you would assault me?
You would assault my husband?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Henry, we'll keep that in mind. Oh, boy,
No, you guys, let me go to a phone call here. You guys are way off base. Allison, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
It's a wonder this man didn't get shot. He could be dead right now.
I beg your pardon?
This lady is thinking that she can just go into people's homes because of a memo. I could see maybe if they got written consent beforehand.
Do you know who Elizabeth Smart is?
Yes, I do. I understand the case, but it takes a significant pair, as you said, to do what you've done and then think that you've done something right. If you're taking these children out of the house either an hour or a week, it's kidnapping.
We're taking them outside and we're feeding them some McDonald's or Jack in the Box.
Right, and they have no idea who you are.
They don't know what's wrong.
Their parents don't know that they're gone. That's just totally wrong.
What about this thing you said you put your hand over the kid's mouth?
Yeah.
They don't cry out.
Well, you must be scaring the hell out of these children.
We explain to them that we're going to return them.
We tell them that we're going to take them over to McDonald's for a quarter pounder with cheese, and then we take them home. So they're fine.
It's just unbelievable that you think you can do this.
Can I ask you a question? Do you live in a gated community?
I'm sorry?
Do you live in a gated community? A community?
No, I don't.
Oh, all right.
But
well,
I tell you, I never would if someone thinks that they can come into my house like that because
that
I live within their gate, that they own my property like that.
See, Allison, that explains it. You don't understand that in a gated community, we do have certain security measures.
That's why I said if you got written consent from these parents that say that beforehand, maybe then they would think, that memo. Oh, okay,
well,
so the kid's
okay.
But I still think the child is traumatized.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, the children are fine.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
Well, how do you know? How do you know?
I don't know, but I just think the majority of people are behind me that this child is scared. Very much so.
The children are laughing and having fun at Jack in the Box.
I cannot believe that you people think you can do this in the United States of America.
If we feel that some of the parents are careless, we will keep part of the children's pajamas to teach the parents a lesson, but the children is returned.
Teach them a lesson?
Yes.
Oh,
because,
you are unbelievable, lady.
Have you ever heard of Elizabeth Smart?
Yes, we've heard of Elizabeth Smart. We've answered your question. What do you mean part of the kids' pajamas?
We do keep a piece of clothing that we mail to them a month later with a note that says, see what we can do?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
That's right. Allison, move into a gated community, then I think you'll know what we're talking about.
I would never do that. If someone like you has...
We're in the bougainvillea phase.
If someone like you thinks that they can go into my home because I live within the gates of your walls, I would never do that. And I think probably a lot of people are considering moving.
No. We have some of the most desirable community in Southern California. We do live in Southern California, and that's maybe why you don't get it.
I live in Southern California, and I've lived in Florida. People are the same everywhere.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, I do.
Well, I don't.
Okay, great. Allison, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I don't.
I know. I heard you the first time. 1-800-449-8686. Jason, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Daly or Dooley?
Our name is Dooley.
Dooley, okay. You say you have certain security measures at your place. Well, you know, I have a special security precaution at my place. It's made by Smith & Wesson. And if your husband would have been standing over my wife in the middle of the night with a stocking on his head, not only would he be having a very bad day right now, he would be dead right now.
Jason, this
because
is a, this
because
is
that
a
is my right to defend myself, my wife, my children, my property.
Not if we sent you a memo. Not
if we
sent you the memo.
You can take that memo and burn it because it doesn't mean jack to me.
If you get a memo in your mailbox 15 days in advance.
Well, I tell you what, you know, you...
Do you live in a gated community?
Send out memos to whoever you want.
Jason, have you ever heard of Elizabeth Smart?
People are crazy as hell.
Have you heard of Elizabeth Smart?
Yes, I've heard of Elizabeth
All right.
Smart. And you know what? My cousin was abducted 5 years ago. They never found her. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So that's why we're doing what we're doing, Jason. And I would think you'd be one of the first people to endorse us coming into your home while you're asleep, taking your child for only 5 minutes... and then bringing him back minus a piece of his pajamas. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Yes.
My God,
what's
what
wrong
planet
with that?
Are you living on, lady?
I live on Earth.
Okay, well,
okay.
You know, maybe you ought to
you
give yourself a smack in the face for a reality check.
What's wrong with us putting your child back into her bed without her pajamas?
There's nothing wrong putting my child back in my bed. The problem is you taking the child from my house.
Exactly. Taking
Just
the child...
Just because you give me a memo saying you're going to do a home security check?
Yes.
I'll take care of my own home, my own child, my own wife, my own certain way.
What about the Homeowners Association?
The Homeowners Association can go to hell.
Oh, my God.
Excuse my language for being on the air, but they can go straight to hell.
We live in a gated community, Jason.
That's great for you. You know what? That is really good.
Well, I can tell you, Jason, if I broke into your house and you hit me with a flashlight, I'd sue you.
Well, that's fine, but if you broke into my house, I wouldn't hit you with a flashlight. I'd hit you with a .45.
Jason, have you ever heard about Elizabeth Smart?
Man, you people...
What is it with you guys?
Get a reality check.
Yeah.
Everybody right. knows who that poor little girl is.
All right, Jason, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Dooleys are breaking into people's...
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
My husband believes we can sue her.
This woman's home you went into under the guise of doing a security check to make sure the children were safe because of the Elizabeth Smart case.
That's correct.
All right. You go into the home. The man hits your husband, Steve, over the head with a flashlight. He runs out with a concussion and two cracked ribs. And you're going to sue her? What makes you think she won't sue you?
Phil, I don't think she's going to sue us.
Why not?
A, Steve did gain access to the home, and if he hadn't made the wrong choice of bedrooms, that girl would have been gone. So he did show them where their renovation could have caused them the life of their child.
Well, I don't see that.
And B, my husband tells me that Laura probably wouldn't want a certain trip that she took to Calistoga, California, in the company of another woman, publicized. I don't think she wants that out in the open. I don't think she wants that on our community center bulletin board. So
she went to Calistoga with another woman, and you think this is some kind of lesbian blackmail?
Well, I can assure you...
It could have been a girlfriend she went with.
Apparently she's a world-class skeet shooter.
And apparently she wears a mullet, which is a haircut that is notorious in lesbian neighborhoods. Now, the mullet has been singled out by police as one of the singular identifying factors of criminally predatory lesbians. Mullets, skeet shooting. I think you know where I'm going with this, Phil. The police will tell you, because
we've checked the police websites,
that the predatory lesbian wears a mullet, is a skeet shooter, and Doc Martin boots. Now, unless Laura Miller wants it on the community center bulletin board that she spent 4 days in a Calistoga mud bath with a notoriously known predatory lesbian.
She better think again.
She better think again. Thank you, Steve. Now, we know what we're doing, Mr. Hendry.
You break into people's houses.
We didn't break in.
All right, you go in under the guise of a home security check, take their kid for 5 minutes. Guy busts you over the head with a flashlight, and you're going to sue him.
Read it and weep. Read it and weep.
Read it and weep, huh?
Right.
That's right. Come at me.
Come at me.
1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Alex on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi.
This would never have been done, by the way, people. They had not done illegal renovations.
Go ahead, Alex.
Hello. Now, what if, on the sake of argument, because you weren't wearing anything that was identifiable, like you had a stocking mask over your head, what if you weren't, that break-in wasn't you guys, and it was a real break-in. He wasn't supposed to
out of the
burglar. How was he supposed to distinguish between a real burglar and you?
In that instance, no, you do not attack the burglar. No, you do not.
Hey, you know what? If a burglar broke into my house, they certainly would not be able to leave the house in one piece.
Ordinarily you would, but you would have to, knowing that we had that memo out, you would have to restrain yourself.
So if the burglar...
Why would I restrain myself to someone who is obviously dangerous and obviously meaning to cross the arm if they're in my house to rob my children?
First of all, my husband shouted...
Why would I expect that they would treat me nicely?
Would the burglar say that he's from the Homeowners Association? No. My husband shouted, I'm Steve Dooley.
You know, he had to in order not to get caught or not get in trouble or not have you hit him? When you're surprising people like that, you're not going to get the hell beat out of you.
My husband identified himself as a member of the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, I can go out into somebody's house and tell them I'm a police officer. Does that make it true?
No, it does not. But we had sent the memo out.
And how the hell
Couple it with the memo that we sent out.
I'm Steve Dooley, the Homeowners Association. Freeze.
My husband told him to freeze. Ridiculous.
Why?
Listen to yourself.
I'm listening to you, Alex.
You want people to just let you break into their house and not fight back. Does that make any sense?
I am telling you, my husband
said... What do you want to do when someone really breaks into their house?
Well, Alex, at least we're parents that are doing something, okay? We're not just sitting on our thumb.
People do when they really break into the house.
We're not sitting on our thumb.
Take my daughter away.
Waiting for our children to be taken.
You're just going to take them to... Are you desensitizing these people to...
We take them to Arby's for a cheese...
I know you said that.
For the cheese beef.
I know what you said that, but aren't you desensitizing these people if a real attack occurs?
If a real attack...
Oh, it's just another fake attack. These people are from the, you know what?
No, Alex, you still haven't heard me. I said, my husband said, freeze, I'm with the homeowners.
Wait a minute, Alex. Alex, this is Phil. Wait a minute. Your husband said, freeze, I'm with the Homeowners Association?
Yes. Good God, this man wouldn't let me tell you. So he said, freeze, I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Oh, freeze, I'm with the Homeowners Association. Okay,
yes.
So I walk into somebody's house, I say, freeze, I'm the Pope.
I'm the bottled water man.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so now we think it's funny. Alex, have you heard of Elizabeth Smart?
What part of the government does your husband represent as a member of the Homeowners Association?
He is deputized by our Homeowners Association.
What authority does he have to walk into people's houses? Please tell me that.
Have you ever heard of the United States of America? He was in a marked car.
Have you ever heard of the United States of America?
He was in a marked car.
I'm playing your game now.
Have you ever heard
of the United States of America?
I'm answering your question. He was in a marked car.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the United States of America?
Have I ever heard of the United States of America?
Yes, because this is the land of the free.
No, I've never heard of the United States of America.
Duh.
You can't just walk into people's houses like that.
What marked car was he? Was he in a L.A. County Sheriff van?
He was in a van that was clearly marked Western Estates Homeowners Association.
What? You're giving criminals good ideas right now because all they're going to do is they're going to go into people's houses and say, "Hey, I'm with the Homeowners Association."
You don't understand.
"Oh, I'm going to get sued if I fight back."
He said, "Freeze! I'm with the Homeowners Association." At which point, Josh Miller said, "Then you can take this for your assessments."
So wait a minute, Josh hit him even though...
ridiculous.
So Josh heard that he was with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And he still clubbed him.
Yes.
Well, he still had a right to club him.
Absolutely.
Oh, my sweet Christ. You're saying
that even though my husband,
the vice president of the board, identified himself and said freeze. Okay, Alex?
Yeah.
He said freeze.
Yeah.
Well, what more do you want?
If the best man at my wedding came into my house with a stocking cap on and said, "Hey, freeze, I'm the best man at your wedding," I'd still club him in the ribs with a freaking police-issued flashlight.
I think this guy's just scared that his wife's lesbian affair.
You don't know she's having a lesbian affair.
What difference does that make?
Wait, what business is it of yours?
I'm going to publicize it.
Please tell me what business is it of yours.
I think you'd be a little shocked if your wife was off for a weekend with a woman in a mullet and her hands heavily into khaki cargo shorts.
I've never called a radio show before. I'm calling you right now. I'm calling this one right now because I'm shocked to find that there's people like you in this country.
Absolutely.
I'm mortified.
Taking this idea of a, thank you very much, Alex, this idea of your homeowners association a little too far. Here is Kim on the Phil Henry Show. Kim, go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a comment. All three of them really need to be put in jail for doing stuff like that. But they go in there late at night, they scare these kids to death, and then they keep a piece of their pajamas. How do you know they're not doing something to the kids?
What are you talking about? I'd like you to be very direct with what you're saying. Be very careful because I could sue.
Well, ma'am, you can sue all you want, but, you know, you're going to get sued by them other people, you know. How do you know? You saying that she's a lesbian or been off with a lesbian,
yes,
that's accusation.
Yes, ma'am.
Or how do the parents don't know that y'all doing something to the kids when y'all come in the house and take them and keep a piece of their pajamas?
Well, Kim, oh, my God, she goes off for 4 days with a woman who is a skeet shooter. Hello.
How do you know that?
Because my husband shoots the same club she shoots at.
She's a championship skeet shooter. With a mullet and wears cargo shorts.
And wears cargo shorts. Good God.
Well, then, I wear men's blue jeans and T-shirts. Does that make me a man?
You do what?
I wear men's blue jeans and men's T-shirts and all that. Does that make me a man?
You pee standing up?
All right.
No, it's a fair question, and I deserve an answer. Do you pee standing up?
No, I don't. I pee sitting down.
Then you're not a man. But my question is, what are pajamas?
Pajamas.
Pajamas.
Yeah, and what are you doing with the pajama bottoms?
We mail it back to the family a month later with a handwritten note that says, it could happen again. And
well,
what
lady...
What that tells the family is, watch out.
Lady, you, your husband, and his friend are sick. I hope they put y'all underneath the jail.
Well, I don't know what was sick about what we did, protecting families and showing them that what happened to Elizabeth Smart could happen to them.
What happened to Elizabeth Smart was a very unfortunate thing that happened.
Oh, easy for you to say.
You know, you don't have the right to go into somebody else's house at night and take their kids. What gives you the right? Because you're president of a association? You're not a cop, lady.
And now I have to, Kim, I'm glad you're on the line. I have to bring up the most odious, charge made by the Miller family, a baby tooth. A baby tooth was mailed to their home.
The tooth was loose anyway.
Did you pull a tooth out of that child's head, yes or no?
It was a loose baby tooth.
Covered with blood?
Well, a baby tooth's going to bleed too, and it was loose anyway, and we had a lot of fun. We tied it to a string to a doorknob, and we went, wee, and before you knew it, it was out.
Well, what gives you the right to do that?
Do what?
To pull that child's tooth with a string and a doorknob.
Just to let the family know.
Lady, you're sick. You are one sick individual.
Have you ever heard of Elizabeth Smart?
Will you knock it off with that already? We've heard. And there's nothing that you've said to us today that makes what you do right. Even though you're trying to protect families from kids getting abducted, busting into somebody's house, taking the kid, take them down to McDonald's, take their pajama bottom and pull a tooth out of their head and then mail it to them a month later with a note that says it could happen again. Do you sign it?
We sign it, our code name.
Because you're too scared to put your real name on it because you know they can take you to court and you'll go to jail. That's all I have to say to these
What do you sign
people.
It?
We sign it Spider-Man.
Spider-Man! Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome, Phil.
Oh, so I guess you think we're bad now.
Yeah, uh-huh. Something like that.
Well, anyway, Phil, you can hear in the background, it's a wonderful summer-tacular. Bring everybody down. Barbecue is at 5, and our fashion show starts at 8. At the Western States Homeowners Association, exciting and wonderful summer-tacular. See you all down here, everybody. Have a wonderful summer.
Wait a minute. You guys aren't getting away. You're not... Hello. 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 God, that makes me angry. Hello! Will you turn that off? 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I have a question, Ms. Dooley.
Yes.
You say that you take the children out of these homes just for a few minutes, and then you return them back. You take them to McDonald's.
That's correct.
Then why was one child taken to a strip bar?
No, wait a minute, Phil.
One child was taken to a strip bar and held there for 2 hours.
Wait, that was the same night as Nick Franklin's stag party. It was his bachelor party. Steve had been invited to it. That was a pre-existing commitment. And
so he went into a home and he kept his commitment to abduct a child to prove...
Have you heard of Elizabeth Smart?
How many times are you going to ask me if I've heard Elizabeth Smart? I've heard of Elizabeth Smart.
You can't talk to my wife that way, Mr. Henry.
Well, I'm talking to her that way because you took a kid into a strip bar.
It was a stag.
And we brought the child back 2 hours later. The father was leaving for work, but we gave the child back to the father, explained the situation.
Yeah, and that was Bill Franklin, wasn't it?
Yes.
And he said that that Steve had booze on his breath. In fact, he identified it as single-barrel Johnny Jack Daniels.
Well, obviously he drinks.
Well, obviously your husband drinks, too. For a man to be able to identify the brand of whiskey on another man's breath, single-barrel Jack, and you hand his child back to him with booze on your breath. I can't believe you people haven't been sued.
I am the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Okay? I. Not Nick Franklin, not Bob Franklin, or any other family that's named Franklin living in our community. Me, Bobby Dooley. And for you to insinuate that we have done anything to those children other than remove them from their rooms with a hand over their mouth so they can't alert their parents, keep them somewhere for a couple of hours, entertaining them. First of all, it was a female child, so she knows what boobs look like.
It was a female child, so she knows what boobs look like.
Yeah, most mothers undress in front of their female daughters.
Oh, as opposed to their male daughters?
Yeah.
Let me go to Adriana on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Adriana.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air. This is
Hi. Shocking. I can't.
You know what I'm shocked by? Before.
I just have a question. If someone can take a child out of a room without the parents' permission for 5 minutes to an hour, regardless of if you're the president of the United States, you are still kidnapping a child.
Have you ever heard
your hands over their mouth, pulling their tooth out. How can you say that this is not traumatic
Don't forget taking them to a strip bar.
Taking them to a strip bar? You guys are despicable. That is disgusting.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
You need to be arrested.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
You need to have your entire homeowners association
get together
and sue you.
Then you've never been on a cruise.
Never been on a cruise.
What they do on a cruise is a lifeboat drill. They make you come out of your cabin and go out and do a lifeboat drill.
I understand that, Ms.
We are allowed to do a drill, too.
Okay, so if a kidnapper were to put a note into your mailbox and then 15 days later kidnap your child, that is okay. They can't be touched. They are above the law. You guys are not above the law.
He's not allowed to do that. That's against the law.
Well, but what you're doing is also against the law.
No,
regardless of who you are.
My wife's the president of the Homeowners Association, and as such, she has law enforcement power.
You guys
bull
need
crap.
To speak again.
Are you
a
Homeowners Association, Adriana?
You know what? I would never, just because of what you guys are doing, I would never in my mind.
A lot of you people are jealous of the fact that we live in a gated community.
Well, a lot of them are not going to be jealous anymore.
5,000 square foot homes.
Well, that's beautiful. I'm so happy for you, but that does not, because you have such a nice house, does not give you a right to kidnap a child and take them to McDonald's or take them to Arby's. That doesn't give you the right.
We have a spare bedroom over the garage.
I don't care. I don't care if you live in the White House.
Adriana, is that a Muslim name?
No,
what's that got to do with anything?
That name is unusual.
Thank you. It was my grandmother.
Is it Muslim?
Not that it's any of your business.
Is it Muslim?
No, it's Italian.
I'm sorry, but I don't recognize that name as being Italian.
Well, I'm sorry. Maybe you're not Italian.
Well, no,
what
I'm not.
What does this have anything to do with
kidnapping
children?
Do you know what I am? Do you know what I am? I'm American.
Well,
What does this have to do with anything? It didn't come into your mind to say American. Why didn't you say that? You said Italian.
Because the name is Italian. It's not American.
That's very suspicious.
Look, at both of you knuckleheads are not going to put this off on her. You're the guys that went in, pulled a kid's tooth, mailed back her pajama bottoms, took her into a strip bar. You drop her off at her kid at her dad's house as he's leaving for work, probably petrified, and he can smell liquor on your breath.
And it wasn't single-barrel Jack Daniels.
Well, what was it then?
It was Grand Marnier.
Oh, bull crap.
Oh, my God.
Guy's boozed.
I don't drink single barrel Jack.
You just take a child to a strip club. Is there something morally wrong with that?
No.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Phil Hendry Show's Bobby Dooley Marathon on this Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back with more of the disgusting adventures of Bobby and Steve Dooley right after this.